Where is your kid headed after high school? We are From Carpool to College, two accomplished educators, college and career consultants, and parents who guide families through the entire journey, from freshman year planning to senior year success. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, amazing school leaders, and happy Wednesday. Welcome to your Morning Boost. Today we're going to tackle a classic school debate, the perceived rivalry between fine arts and athletics. As leaders, it is our responsibility to ensure that all students, whether they're scoring touchdowns or perfecting a pirouette, feel equally valued and appreciated for their contributions to our school community. Today we're going to discuss how to foster an environment where both realms thrive and celebrate each other. Okay, so the idea that fine arts and athletics are in competition for resources, attention, or prestige within a school can certainly create an unnecessary divide. In reality, both contribute immensely to a well-rounded education, fostering unique skills and building character. So our role as school leaders is to try to dispel this myth and cultivate a culture of mutual respect and celebration. So here are a few actionable strategies to ensure that all participants are valued. First, we want to ensure equal visibility and recognition for both. If there's a wall of fame for athletes, make sure we've created one for student artists, musicians, and performers. Announce upcoming plays or concerts with the same enthusiasm as major sports events. And highlight artistic scholarships and achievements just as you would athletic ones. Secondly, practice shared resources and facilities. When we're planning for facility upgrades or resource allocation, ensure equitable consideration for both programs. If the gym gets a renovation, explore upgrades for the theater sound system or art studio supplies. This signals that both are equally important to the school's mission. Third, promote cross-program collaboration. Encourage initiatives that blend arts and athletics. For example, could the drama club perform at a pep rally? Could art students design posters for sports events? Could musicians perform the national anthems before games to celebrate those accomplishments? These collaborations break down silos and highlight the interconnectedness of different talents. Fourth, demonstrate leadership presence and support. Our visible presence matters significantly. Attend art exhibits, musical performances, and drama productions with the same regularity and enthusiasm as you attend football games. Your attendance signals to students, staff, and the community that you value all extracurricular pursuits. Finally, highlight transferable skills. Regularly articulate how both fine arts and athletics develop crucial life skills: teamwork, discipline, dedication, problem solving, resilience, creativity, and communication. These are all honed in both environments. This will help parents and students see the broader educational value beyond the specific activity itself. Simply by conscientiously promoting a unified front, we create a school environment where every student's passion is celebrated, fostering a richer, more inclusive educational experience for everyone. Okay, to summarize, moving beyond the fine arts versus athletics debate means creating a school culture where both are equally celebrated and supported. This involves ensuring equal visibility, equitable resource allocation, fostering cross-program collaboration, demonstrating leadership support through presence, and highlighting the valuable transferable skills learned in all activities. Think of your school as an orchestra where every instrument plays a vital part in the symphony, whether it's the roar of the crowd for the winning team or the standing ovation for a breakthrough performance. Every student's contribution enriches the entire school community. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us on this great Wednesday. Hope you have a wonderful middle of your week, and we will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, Thank you for your service to your community.